At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so the third hour of the show, 9:40 Eastern, 6:40 Pacific, you will be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get about 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So get yourself ready for that. We got Randy Mueller at the bottom of the hour. But now on to a big story today, and it's a personal story. But there are reports, most notably the New York Post, page 6, that Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele Bündchen, the supermodel, have both hired divorce lawyers. And so presumably, Rob, they're proceeding or moving toward getting divorced. They've been married, I believe, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, since 2009. And they have two children together. And yeah.
Previous relationship.
Sad story. Yeah, and Brady has another son from a previous relationship. who's 14, I believe. And
no, he's 15. He's 15, the older kid. And yeah, and then the other kid's 14, right, and 9. That's it.
Okay, and they have been married since 2009? Rob G? Yeah, since 2009. Yeah. All right, and Rob, you said this kind of reminds you of your divorce.
Yeah, it does, Chris. And I'm going to be transparent here. I married a beautiful woman who I was madly in love with, and I'm honest to admit that, and don't regret at all ever being married. To this day, as a 58-year-old man, she still stands as the only woman that I've ever said I love you to and meant it. Like, it, like just I've ever said. I'm just
Oh, it used talk. To be that you ever sent it, said it.
No, I ever said that I ever said.
So period. You never said it to anybody not me?
No, no, not, I've never, she's the only one. So I was crazy about her, madly in love with her. I got married. I was 33. She was 31. We had careers, everything going or whatever. But our issue was my work schedule and my life that I had, which wasn't an issue, Chris, before we got married. And it became an issue once we got married. Before, I think, when we were dating or whatever and engaged, it was, you know, all right, he's traveling, he's doing this, he's doing that. And then all of a sudden, like, you're going to be home tonight for dinner? No, I'm not. I'm going to the ball game. I can't do the party on the weekend, your friend's party. I'm going to be in Tampa. At the Lions training camp. Okay, mini camp. Oh, I'm working Thanksgiving. The Lions play every Thanksgiving. Do you know what I mean, Chris? Oh, right. I got a radio show at night.
Did she say anything before the marriage? You know
Zero.
What I mean? Like,
nope, zero.
Will your schedule change? You know, nothing.
There, nothing. Okay. And my late mom back then, she said back then to me when, you know, we were going through these issues about She when she married you, you had three jobs. Like this is who you are and what you do. Now, here's where I'm going to say. I'm going to side with Tom Brady's wife. I am. Not in my situation, Chris, because I think it's different. I was a young guy trying to work and build my career as I was going forward. We didn't have any kids. It was just the two of us. And I wasn't established. I didn't have millions of dollars in the bank. I there was no, you know what I mean? Like, I was still building my career. Tom Brady's established. Tom Brady has his legacy in hand. Very little can change it. His wife has been the good soldier and put in the time. He's got kids growing up. And she wants him to be there. All of his teammates and all the guys he broke into the NFL with, they're all retired, all with their families, and he refuses. And I really believe it's more issues, but I think she was blindsided, Chris. This is just my feel. Like, she really thought, we're finally going to get Tom, and he retires, and then a month later says, oh, no, I'm going back. And I think that probably was the last straw. But at the time when I argued, I had a radio show at night from 10 p.m. to 1, Chris, Eastern time. And every night we would argue as I went to work, before work, every night. Don't go. What are you? I'm like, I'm working.
And
I'm
you were doing that while you were like engaged and dating.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm working. I'm not hanging out with my friends or chasing other women. I'm working. These are my hours. And, of course, the hours changed as time went on, but she didn't focus on that. It was just about she didn't want me to leave every night. I had to get up and leave. You know what I mean? After dinner or whatever. Couldn't watch movies with her or what. I had to go at
Which
9
I
o'clock.
Get, that's tough. Yeah.
It is, Chris. You know that. Look
what
at what
I
you know.
See is, Rob, she should have said that if your schedule was essentially the same, then she should have brought that up during your courtship.
There's
you
no
know,
doubt
like,
about it.
Are you, if we get married, is your schedule going to change? Are you going to stop
I would
doing
say
this
no.
or stop doing that? And if you said no, then she's got a decision to make.
Right.
But the and fact that, now, if she asked you that and you said yes and didn't do it.
That's bait
then
and
that's
switch.
Different. That's right. That's on you. If you said no and she still was like, all right, well, I'll make it. We'll make it work. But she didn't even ask you.
No. No, it wasn't a factor. Yeah, it wasn't even a factor in dating Chris. And here's the last part, and I'll let you talk. The last part is from a perspective of, at that time, because I wasn't giving up the radio show, and I told her this is good for our future. You know how things are, Chris. You could get fired and all kinds of things. You have more than one income. You know, you're doing all right. kinds of stuff. And you got to, you know, do as much as you can while you can. Because it's not guaranteed. This is not guaranteed work for us, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I said to her, you don't want me to quit the radio job because then I'll have a resentment towards you. I will. And I don't want to be married to somebody who I resent because my dreams, my goals, and my aspirations right. were dashed. That's why I feel connected to the story.
And
okay?
that's real.
I do.
That's a real, because I had, honestly, before you said that when we talked about this maybe a month and a half ago, I hadn't really thought about the resentment part. You know, it's easy to tell someone you should do this, but if they're going to have resentment toward the person because they made this sacrifice, then that can be problematic too, you know?
Right.
And so I hear what you're saying.
Did Judge do something? No?
I think, yeah, he struck out again probably. Or grounded out. He hit it, Homer?
Something happened. No?
Rob G?
Let's go.
Breaking news. Ilo.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Aaron Judge has just hit number 62 at Texas in his first plate appearance in game two of a doubleheader, precisely as Rob Parker predicted.
What did I say, Ilo?
Half
Chris,
an hour
what did
ago,
I say?
Calling his shot, and we have the audio for you. Here it is fresh from Michael Kay on Yes. This happened just moments ago. Baseball history as Aaron Judge hit number 62.
Mike, listen to that crowd, Chris, in Texas. It sounds like a Yankee game.
Hey, one more thing, Rob.
Yes.
Who do you like in the fifth at Santa Anita tomorrow? Back to you.
Thank you.
Wow. Well done, Ilo.
Very nice.
Well, there it is, Rob. There it is.
We will get
Congratulations
there.
Congratulations to Aaron Judge. Yeah. We'll get there in the next segment.
Yes.
But, Rob, I think a few things make Tom Brady's situation a little different from yours. You brought up the one where his age and his accomplishments, like he's done. I mean, he really can't even add to his legacy. I mean, if he gets 8 Super Bowls, it's great, but it really doesn't. He's already viewed widely as the GOAT, and that's not going to change, win or lose this year. I think that when kids are involved, it's different too. And I think one of the things that makes it look really bad is that when he retired, he said it was to spend more time with my family. And then 40 days, right? It lasted 40 days.
Yep. That was
40 days later. You're back playing. And it looked right, the optics were just like, that was enough with your family? You know what I mean? And so I think that looked bad. And I think if he told her, maybe told her that. And then he's going back to play and, you know, maybe she feels some kind of way about that. I just think, look, to each his own. My priorities in life are God, family, career. And I've made career sacrifices for my marriage at times. Before I was covering the pros, I had an offer to go cover the Green Bay Packers when I was young.
That's something. I never knew that. What, for the Post-Gazette?
For the Milwaukee Sentinel.
Journal Sentinel.
And I was engaged. I wasn't married yet, but my wife was, you know, we had plans, obviously, to get together. And she was going to be going to do her fellowship in med school or residency in medicine. And no place up there in Wisconsin. And so I turned it down. I was just a high school writer. And I turned it down. Later, I had an offer to go to Akron Beacon Journal to cover Ohio State. But I would have had to move to Columbus, Ohio. And my wife, my fiance, was coming back to Cleveland to work at the Cleveland Clinic. We were going to get married, and that's what we ended up doing. I didn't take the job or the offer. I ended up getting a job with the Akron Beacon Journal, but staying in Cleveland. You know what I mean?
You could have had a big job covering the Packers. That's a huge job.
Yeah, yeah. So what I tell young people is this, and this relates to Brady. I say, look, if you are by yourself, chase your dream. If you want to be a rapper, if you want to be, you think you're going to make the say you're not taking the traditional route, but you think you're going to you're going to play, you know, in these little leagues to try to get to the NBA, or you want to be an actor, whatever it might be, but you're chasing a dream. If it's just you that you're responsible for, and you're fine maybe living in a little tiny apartment, and not having a ton of food to eat all the time. If you're fine with that, by all means, do it. But I say once you have a wife and or children, you got somebody else relying on you. You have somebody else you're responsible for that you need to take care of. Not that you can't continue to chase your dream, but you do have to be willing to make sacrifices. And so if you're dreaming about being a rapper, and you're not making any money, but you just scraping by. Well, if you get married or if you have children, then you're going to need to get another job. You know, you can still try to be a rapper, but you better get a security job or whatever. Something where you are bringing in some money where you can take care of that child or, if need be, your wife as well. And so that's what I say. And in this case, I just think, to me, it's not just – now, I don't know what is going on in their marriage. You know, it might be – like you said, Rob.
Yeah, there's more than that.
It would seem to be more than this.
You know that, right.
Right. It's got to be a little more than
that. That's like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right, right, right.
You don't get married divorced just over that.
Right. But I think, like, if it is – like, the thought of just his career or, like, over – or his family – I just think you got to look at the kids too. And like, unfortunately, you're not going to get those years back with your children. You know, I had 18 years with my girls. And I mean, now obviously they're still in my life. We see each other and all that, but they're not in the house anymore. And you don't get that time back. And one of the things I was grateful for, Rob, was, you know how it was. I was a beat writer up until they were about 4 years old.
Right.
So I'm traveling all the time with the Knicks and before that, the Nets. But once they got to a certain age where they were starting to know I was
off the beat.
Yeah, I was like, look, and I was like, I want you to move me. The New York Times moved me to covering the whole league. So I didn't have to travel as much. And then I went to ESPN, the magazine, didn't have to travel as much. And so it was important to me. Like, look, I didn't want to be gone all the time like a typical beat writer. When my kids were growing up.
And let me say this too. If you're Drizelle, right? Here's the other part. Brady just signed that 10-year deal with Fox.
Right.
So he's going to be away every weekend, Chris, for 10. Think about it. For football.
That's
Thursday
a good point.
Through Sunday or Monday.
That's a great point.
For 4 months, 5 months a year. Like, that's what she's looking at, saying, like, this doesn't end.
No, that's a great point, Rob.
He just signed it.
That's an excellent point that a lot of people haven't brought up. You know, but you're absolutely right. Like, you're gone all week, and a lot of guys do it, and you know, do what you want to do. But yeah, I'm sure she's looking at that because, Rob, if you are a pro football player, and let's say you're at you get to the facility at 7 a.m. because you want to study, you want to work extra hard, and you get home at 7 a.m. I mean, that's 12 hours there, Rob.
Yep.
You can get, let's keep it real. I know Brady works as hard as anybody ever has. But in that time, you could get your, I gotta think you could get your work done. That would be, say, roughly, Rob, 9 to 10 hours of work, film, right. Study. You're not playing, you know, you're not throwing the ball for that long. So you got time to do the mental preparation as well. And then you could go home and be with your family. Like, remember Tony Dungy, who was a great coach, won a Super Bowl, told us he would be home every night for dinner. Now, some coaches, Rob, think that's blasphemy.
Right. No, that they got to spend the night on the couch in their yep. office, Chris. Yep. But if you don't do that, you're not committed to the job. And a lot of guys have done that. So we should throw out the number and see. I'm curious as to what side you're on, and would you be willing to give up your marriage for your dream or your passion or not? Because I wasn't willing to do it, Chris, at the time, at my age, where I was in my career. I wasn't. But if I was in Brady's case, situation.
Like relatively speaking.
Right,
like,
relatively. Right. With married with kids and all that, and my wife had put in and had this, you know, Hall of Fame, you know, writing, broadcasting career. And it was like, either you do this or I'm going to leave right. you. I think I would pick my wife in that case and family.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Tom Brady. Unfortunately, I kind of hope this doesn't come to pass. I hate to just see anybody get divorced. But right now it looks like they're heading toward divorce. What are your thoughts? 877-996-6369. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we want to get your thoughts on Tom Brady, the reports that he and his wife are getting divorced, in large part because he's still playing football. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's do it. Jay in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jay?
How you guys doing today? Appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I'm a freelance engineer, so you kind of know I do the game. So I'm there all early day and out at last out. I've lost several women in my life because due to my schedule, and they didn't understand it. I remember I worked a game for Mexico and USA, and I had it was a early morning 4 o'clock call, and it was for SportsCenter. I was there until 5 o'clock the next morning. She's like, right. You went someplace for that long, and you're telling me? I'm like, yeah, this is what my job is. And she didn't believe me until she saw the paycheck. And she's like, you made this much money in one day? I'm like, yes. And so, it's really hard, especially trying to explain that to them. You know, this is our job. But you know what? It takes a certain woman to be there. You know, and, you know, Rob Parker, you're an extraordinary person. Chris, you should be blessed that you have this man on your show with you. I'm telling you. He knows what he's talking about. And I feel that in his heart. And just to let you know that, you know, there comes a point in time where, you know, the shaking time, she wants her time. And there's not going to be any time for her. So, you know, I agree with what Rob said.
Yeah, the time has come. And thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call. Let's just get Gary in real quick to Chris from Houston. Gary, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man.
Okay, so I want to keep it more on the field. Like, I have 2 points. So do you guys think this means that he won't retire anytime soon if he won't? And my second point is, I think this kind of destroys the notion that he's not all in with the Buccaneers if he's willing to risk being divorced.
No, I do think it destroys that notion.
Yeah, because he's willing to give up his marriage. Right, he's got a model wife, Chris. Are you who makes a was making a gazillion dollars, kids, money. They got a million properties. They got a good life.
I think he'll play as long as he's a good player or a great player. I think if he obviously stunk up the joint this year, it'd be easier for him to walk away. Patrick Mahomes said it, Rob. Remember last weekend? He said, look, it's hard to walk away. Tom Brady's still playing well at 45. It's hard to walk away. Some have done it. Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson. But it's hard, Rob. You know? And
I don't think it would be hard for me if I'm going to lose my family at this age. That's the part I can't get over, Chris. Like, it's one thing if Tom Brady was a 24-year-old and, you know, had kids young and it's his college sweetheart. You know what I mean? Then it would be hard because you haven't achieved everything. He's achieved everything. And why wouldn't you want to keep your marriage together? I'm divorced. I've been divorced a long time. If I could be married to the right person in the right situation, Chris, I would be. I'm not against marriage. But I refuse to be in a bad marriage just to be married. That's what I refuse to be in.
But I do think, and look, I've proven I would. I mean, like I said, I put family above career. But I do think in your case, you can say that, but you don't know. I mean, Tom Brady is still at the height. If you were, you know, say you were doing, you know, you were a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and you're still, you know, young enough, obviously, to be doing this for much, much, much longer. And say you were doing the weekend games on Fox. Maybe you were with Troy Aikman. And your wife was like, look, Thursday to Sunday, Monday, you're gone. I need you. You know what I mean? It might not be as easy. You're making millions. You got millions, but you're making more. So I'm not resolving him a responsibility, because I totally think he should be with his wife and kids, if that's all this is about.
If that could fix the marriage, if he could save his marriage by retiring, and it's not like this is the normal expectancy, Chris, of an NFL player, right? The average career is 3.5 years. Tom, you've played for 22.
Right.
Do you, like that's the reality. Tom, you could be seriously hurt playing this extra season. Like, Tom,
all right,
you just took
the
job at Fox.
We're
going
to go to Randy Mueller, our former NFL Executive of the Year, and now Fox Sports Radio NFL Analyst. Randy, we're talking, welcome.
How you doing?
We're talking about the unfortunate news about Tom Brady and his wife Gisele Bündchen getting divorce lawyers. I don't know if you want to comment or not. If not, it's a personal matter. We totally get it.
Yeah, not that, but go ahead, Chris.
Do you have, you know, any thoughts on this situation? Rob, if you want to specify, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, not the personal of it, but, you know, like I'm sure as an executive in the NFL, there have been issues with, you know, coaches and their wives and divorces or breakups because they work too much. This is a real thing, isn't it, when you're in pro sports?
It's very much a real thing, and first off, good to talk to you guys again. But yes, and every team faces things like this. I mean, obviously, I'm not a marriage counselor, so I'm not in the middle of any of this. But sometimes when you're a GM or a head coach, you feel like you're a counselor. The one thing that we've always done where I've been is it's almost like these guys come to work part of the time to get away from their real life. They can come there. They cannot be bothered by this. They can be with the guys. They can almost forget the troubles that they have outside. And therefore, they can kind of bury themselves in the workplace. And it might not be right or wrong. That might not be the preferred route, but it's fact. And that's the way it happens. And so we have to, as decision makers in these buildings, kind of be open-minded about this and really try to help them. It's family, and really the other part of our family is the people we work with and we're around. So it's real life, and it happens way more than people on the outside would think.
Randy, that's a great point because I've always – I mean, obviously, if this is true, Tom Brady has to play through this. And athletes all the time are playing through divorce, playing through baby mama drama, playing through just bad situations at home or with family members, whatever it might be. How often do they bring that to you guys, executives, coaches, like, and I don't want to say you're counseling them, but you know what I mean? Like, does that come, do they keep it to themselves mostly, or do you guys talk to players about that when they're going through that, if they want to, or how's it work?
Definitely. And I think that's part of the reason that they've got to know you care about them. And it's a people-based relationship, really. Even from the first day you meet and have these guys as part of your team, I always tried to get to know them on a personal basis because of this stuff. Now, it's a lot more prevalent for coaches to deal with the players off and on the field than, say, a front office. Sometimes you get viewed a little bit as the other side, you know. But right. Coaches deal with it a ton. And it's little things. It can fester into big things. Again, it is a drama all the time. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. It's just life, right? We all have life issues. Hey, all the three of us have issues. People don't need to necessarily know about them. But sometimes we gather friends or family to try to talk it through and help us. And that's what these NFL franchises become. They become a place to kind of get away from the rest of your world. Hey, you might, and I don't know, Tom, he may be in there now at 6 a.m. and be there till 10 at night. He may be the sharpest guy around every week getting preparation because of all this outside noise that he wants to block out, and he knows he doesn't have to deal with it while he's there. So it can drag players down. There's no doubt about it. But we always tried to make it to where you can get away from those problems if you come in here and just dive into your work.
All right, let's get to football and Monday Night Football. And we saw Matthew Stafford. And if you look at the numbers we have going back to his last eight games, he has, is it 12 touchdowns and 14 picks? What do you make of Matthew Stafford? And you know, I know a lot of people want to blame all of his ills on Detroit. He's not in Detroit anymore. And we're still seeing some of the stuff that we used to see in Detroit. What do you make of Stafford and his play currently?
I think his play is suffering a little bit from what I would say Sean McVay. And really the fact that they've kind of gotten away from the run game. And I understand why. They've been kind of pushed around up front. And if you remember, we had this conversation last year during a spell of about a month when the Rams went sideways. They got pushed around, and it seems like it's the 49ers are their kryptonite, right? They push them around. They're a physical team up front, and it's just a bad matchup for them. Well, it's also a formula for others to do the same thing. And people now know they can gang up on the Rams, stop the run a little bit, and force Stafford to make some throws. And there's no, you know, perfect quarterback out there, but he will take some chances. He will make some bad throws. That's been his career, and so you've got to take advantage of that. But I think, what do they say, the fights, matchups make fights, and that's what the Rams are facing now, is certain teams give them tough fights because of the physicality, that their offensive line isn't what it was a year ago, and they get defensively have some issues as well sometimes. So I think the stars they have are all really good. I'm not sure they have the rest of the crew to play week in and week out and match up against any style.
Randy, I want to go back to something you said in the previous topic about when we were talking about Tom Brady. What is the – you mentioned maybe being there from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. or whatever. What is the average day as far as when it starts, time it starts, to the time a quarterback goes home? For a quarterback, we know with Arizona, they want Kyler Murray to, you know, do more film study. What is a typical day? I know it may vary a little, but what would you say is typical for a quarterback to arrive and leave the facility?
I would say this, and it's different in different buildings, but your quarterback is almost always the first there and the last to leave. They're in there with the coaches early. He may not be there at 5 a.m. when Sean McVay shows up, but he's going to be there by 6:30 or 7. And he's going to get what he needs to get done then. I think we've talked about it here before. Phillip Rivers, when the Chargers moved to L.A., he outfitted a van, his car, so he could watch film driving from San Diego to L.A. and back. So he got 3 extra hours of film in every day. That's how important it is for him. So when you see stuff like this go into a Kyler Murray contract, it's a red flag, right? They want this kid to spend more time there, and it hasn't happened. So a normal quarterback – When guys retire, you'll hear them say that it's the grind of Monday through Saturday, not the games. Everybody loves the games. But it's the preparation time, especially for a quarterback, that they have to put in, and the discipline it takes to do it week in and week out like a coach And then you put the physicality of it, game day, in there as well. It's a hard job.
Randy, we appreciate it, man. Great stuff, great insight.
And the Mariners are going to the postseason.
22 years, baby. Yeah.
Hey, what a way to get in with that home run. Well, how excited was the city?
The city is fired up. There's no doubt about it. It's crazy. You remember back when the last time was, and I was the GM of the Saints in 2001 or two, whenever that was, and that seems like forever ago.
Right.
So I'm happy for the Seattle people. They are some true loyal fans when it comes to the Mariners.
No doubt.
All right, Randy Mueller, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Aaron Judge has done it. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and Aaron Judge has done it. Now, when you heard Ilo talk about it, Rob, he said, I don't know if it's him or maybe we played the, somebody said history in the making. And it is. Some people might be like, well, hold on, Barry Bonds. No, he's the American League home run champion. With 62, it is indeed history in the making. Not the Major League single season record holder, but certainly the American League and the Yankees, who are the flagship franchise. And not only MLB, are they arguably the biggest franchise in the history in sports, American sports history. Probably is them.
Yep.
Cowboys,
I agree. And the Cowboys,
Lakers,
are there.
Cowboys, right. Lakers, but
Lakers, and if you want to go Yankees. To hockey, the Montreal Canadiens, but right. But definitely Chris, and he does have the. There's been a record. It's not like this is made
right.
up.
Right.
Roger Maris has always held that record, so I don't understand why people are acting like they don't understand. He's not Barry Bonds is the home run king. Has the most home runs in a single season. But there's a National League and there's an American League. There are records and stuff that have been set.
I think it is, Rob, is that let's say Bonds, Sosa, and McGuire had not done what they did, you know, as far as hitting all those homers. And this was indeed Maris held the Major League record at 61. You know, we typically don't talk about it in terms of leagues, right? It's just Major League Baseball's record. And so I think that is, you know, people aren't used to just saying he's the National League home run record holder or the American League home run record holder. I do think we're probably saying that to some degree because of, you know what I mean, the controversy with Bonds and is he really is Judge now the real record holder?
That's
fine. But I still think he's not the league's record holder, but he is the American League's record holder.
Right. And Roger Maris always had that record, and it was a record that Babe had both, Chris, obviously, when he hit 60.
Right.
He had both. So there
and Maris had both.
Right.
Until,
and so there wasn't a, until Bonds went over and McGuire had 70 and Sosa. So right. So it did change, and then people started to look at it. But this is still a monumental for Aaron Judge to hit 62 home runs and have the season that he's had, Chris, and all with the backdrop, and you know this as a reporter who's worked in New York, so many guys fail in that town. It's a pressure cooker. No,
absolutely.
And people don't get it done, and they wilt, and they can't manage the pressure of it, and there's not one reporter at your locker, Chris. There's 40 reporters at
your
locker.
It's a big press conference every single day. Every single day, Rob. Was it 10 reporters there?
Every day.
And then cameras, there's more than that. Every day. And you're absolutely right. Like, that should be factored in terms of giving him credit. Because you're right. We've seen a lot of great players go to New York and fizzle.
Exactly.
And even though he had been in New York, he did have the added pressure of, one, you can't stay healthy.
Right.
Two, you turn down 230-some-odd million. And then you were chasing this record for half the season. So, yeah, mental strength, boy. He
and
definitely
you just
displayed
said it. Chris, financially, he's a 30-year-old. This was his year.
Right.
What if he failed miserably?
If
he would have looked back and said, I turned down. Right.
He wouldn't have got $200 million.
Can I ask you this? How about Juan Soto? How does he look now, Chris? He turned down $440 million. I'm not saying he's not going to get paid,
right.
But will you pay him $440?
No, you're right. You're right. So it's let me ask you this, though. He looks like he's probably going to get the triple crown.
Yeah, because he's been struggling hitting, unless he gets hot and has like a 4-for-5 night or something. But
does this change your feeling on best season ever?
Yeah, I think the triple crown with the home run 60, it's a great season. But, of course. But the triple crown would have been something, Chris. So, it's not the same.
Types of history-making things are important. All right, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.